This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development, and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है मैं कह सकता हूं भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है
Mr. Modi said people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed and one challenge after another has come and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. He said despite global challenges, the Indian economy is growing at a faster rate. The Prime Minister said today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Ashaduzzaman Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protest last year. The three-member bench led by Justice Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Mazumdar also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamun, who turned a state witness to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interest of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of electronic component manufacturing scheme in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. On the occasion, Mr. Ashwani Vaishnav handed over the approval letter to the representatives of the companies. Briefing the media, Mr. Ashwani Vaishnav said these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs. The Election Commission has ordered a special revision of electoral rules in Assam. 1st of January 2026 will be the qualifying date for the state to carry out the special revision. In a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, the Commission said the date of publication of integrated draft electoral roll will be 27th of next month, while the period for filling claims and objections will be between 27th December to 26th January 2026. The date of final publication of the electoral roll will be 10th February 2026. In Bihar, BJP Legislative Party will meet tomorrow at the state headquarters in Patna, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will attend the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasbir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and around 25 injured. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-meter air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at 2025 DIF Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. And Anuya Prasad won gold, and breaking a DIF final world record. And that's the end of the news bulletin.